But to have him just admit that the reason he was a Vol was because of two big fat white women, really a shocking revelation from Brian Williams.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Duke Cruz got me drunk, got me two fat white women, and I woke up, I was a VFL.
He woke up like a piece of turkey, just right there between two pieces of white bread. Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning, you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy, too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Well, let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon. Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Drink what you truly want. Hour 3 headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John. The House plan on the $2.2 trillion virus relief bill has hit a last-minute snag. This is coming from WSMV in Nashville.
Right.
A last-minute snag. House leaders plan for swift action on the $2.2 trillion package to ease the coronavirus pandemic's devastating toll on the U.S. economy and healthcare system ran into complications Friday as a maverick conservative threatened to delay passage until most lawmakers return to Washington for a vote. God, that's a long sentence. This is from the AP. What, you never hear of brevity? Whatever happened to journalism? Anyway, apparently Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky, has been opposed to the massive bill. He set the House on edge by threatening to try to force a roll call vote. Party leaders had hoped to pass the measure by voice vote without lawmakers having to take the risk of traveling to Washington.
Did you... This has brought the country together, though, at least.
Democrats and Republicans. Trump and John Kerry.
Donald J. Trump have united as John Kerry tweeted out. John Kerry.
He's an atheist.
Tweeted out, Congressman Massie has tested positive for being a bleep hole.
Can you say that since it starts with M?
What?
You know, the term mass.
Well, he didn't use the mask.
Oh.
He just straight up caught him.
I thought he said something about a...
The tweet I see says, Congressman Massie has tested positive just for being a... Just spelled it out normal.
Oh, well, he's from Massachusetts, so he missed an opportunity there.
Yeah. Although, maybe he wanted to drive home the point and not be funny.
He's not from Massachusetts.
He's from Kentucky.
I saw something about Massachusetts.
Maybe just the Massie in his name? He's from Kentucky.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
He must be quarantined to prevent the spread of his massive stupidity... He's given new meaning to the term hashtag masshole.
Ah, there it is. Hey, you said it. Yeah.
I think you can say masshole.
That's a fun term.
To which Donald J. Trump quote tweeted and said, never knew John Kerry had a sense of humor. Very impressed. I guess he said had such a good sense of humor. Very impressed.
Well, how about that?
So we are joining together as a nation to hate this guy. Well,
you love to see that.
They're slowing That's down our good. Trump bucks.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot about Trump bucks, basically. So if people haven't paid their taxes, they're still going to get the Trump bucks, right? It's just going to be...
Yeah, it's based off your 2019.
It's basically just file. If they don't have your address on file, they might mail it to
it's
you.
Based off your 2019
longer.
File?
It was,
or just like
the 18?
Yeah, that's how they... If you filed in, it's either 18
or 19.
Oh, so
if you had 19. Paid... Okay, but you had to have paid in 18 or 19, right?
Yeah, one of those
okay.
two.
But
I don't remember exactly which year.
But well, not in 2024, 19.
I think pretty much everybody's going to... That's to get
well, for a while,
to get it early.
Well, for a while, Pelosi was arguing like that the people who couldn't afford to pay their taxes should still get the money because they need it more than anybody, but...
I think they still will.
Okay. I haven't been able to find that clarification.
From what I've seen is you just... It may take longer. For them, because they got to get an address on file for you. Like the direct deposit people should be easy, like in early April. But for some people, it may take a couple months to get an actual like paper check.
Okay.
That's what I've read. I don't know. if that's all true. But, you know, I'm just here to kind of report things that may or may not be true.
Man, Italy just released their numbers.
919 new deaths due to the virus.
So much for that slowing down in Italy. My God, 919, that's by far their biggest day, right?
Their total is 9,100 or so dead.
That's by far their biggest day, right?
Yes, it is. 9,100 dead. That's about the size of my hometown I grew up in.
My goodness. Goodness gracious.
That's just dead people.
Goodness gracious. 9,100 people dead and 900 people dead today.
Aye, indeed. That's a lot of dead folks.
So did that bill get passed in the House or no? I thought someone said the bill got passed. Did it get passed after? When was that headline from?
I guess it's not official yet. That was from 3 hours ago.
Yeah, okay. I might have gotten
passed. Has something changed since then?
Since then.
Oh, well, clearly I'm not up to date.
We gave more headlines.
Yeah. Peyton Manning crashed an online class yesterday at Tennessee, and it was perfect, says ESPN with a laughing face emoji. There was some doctor so-and-so doing
that. Was my guy. That was the one that was I think it's like everybody's favorite teacher in the communications department. Haas, is that his name?
I think so. You had him?
Mm-hmm. He did my final thing before I graduated. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Wish I had had him.
Or maybe I had to go back and do one more thing in the next semester. I don't know. I think he was the last thing I did, but maybe not. It was the last class, but maybe I could take the last class and do something else the next semester afterwards. I think that's what happened.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's like everybody's favorite teacher.
Yeah, I never had him. Looking back on it, I should have done what you did, just done the regular communication thing.
Okay. I forgot, yeah.
Instead of the journalism trick.
Yeah.
I was going to be a reporter. Didn't work out. Anyway, Peyton Manning crashed an online course. They were using whatever it is where you get all those people on the screen. Is that called Zoom?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Peyton Manning appeared and, like, crashed the course. And they called him something else, called him, like, Matt or something. And he said, hey, you're late for the class. And you could see the reactions from all the other students that were looking. They were like, oh, my God, it's Peyton Manning.
We always talk.
A lot of them had subpar reactions.
Some of them were just like, oh, okay, yeah.
He always talked about how that Peyton was his boy, so I guess Peyton was his boy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, John Haas.
What a deal.
Yeah, the students didn't really pop, although that probably just shows that they don't really pay attention during these online courses.
Yeah, speaking of UT, Shy Tuttle is having some trouble with the parking people over there. Apparently, they're still working. UT Parking reportedly called Shy Tuttle yesterday. You'll know that he plays in the NFL now. Called him about two parking tickets from 2018. He said, I got my degree. They just put a hold on my account.
Well, you know why they're doing that, right?
Why?
The numbers came out. The numbers came out of what the NCAA is going to be losing during this time. They are going to miss their budget. I think it was by 56%.
Oh, that's a shame.
The NCAA will directly distribute just $225 million to Division I conferences and schools for 2020. It was initially scheduled to distribute about $600 million directly to conferences.
Hmm.
So they're going to miss out. Yeah, basically, what is that, $375 million they're going to be behind?
What a shame. That's too bad.
Well, I mean, it's the NCAA.
Feel sorry for them.
Well, I mean, it's the NCAA, like, paying the schools. So, like, the schools.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to the whole economy thing from yesterday? Was that just a joke to try to win this or that? Like,
you want to raise your tuition every year. You want to make it harder and harder and harder for people to go to school.
Sure.
You don't get as big of a cut this year.
I don't know if
I feel too bad for you.
I don't even know if it's actually making it harder for people to go to school.
Yeah, you're putting people in more and more debt.
You're just putting them more and more debt. Yeah, they're still. They're getting approved. They're still getting approved, I guess.
I'm sorry. I don't feel too bad for the universities that are rolling in boatloads of cash each day.
Yeah, but I mean, that could have ramifications on a lot of smaller schools and a lot of smaller conferences who will, you know, reportedly maybe have to shut down shop on the athletics programs, or at least a couple teams.
Yeah, well.
I don't think Tennessee would be in trouble of that with the SEC behind them and the SEC network, but other schools could be in trouble. But yeah, they missed. They're missing their target by $375 million. Anything else?
I want a refund.
Of what?
College tuition.
Of like, just you didn't want to go. You wish you wouldn't have went.
No, I just think that they should give the money back.
Once you finish?
Yeah.
Why? That would be my question.
There's no reason for it. Just something I wish would happen.
Okay.
The MLB and the union have agreed on stipulations for return.
Okay, nice. What did they end up deciding? Have you read about it yet or no?
Yeah. Yeah, I've read all about it right here on ESPN.com's front page.
What did they decide about the...
The MLB and
year of service if the season gets canceled.
And the MLBPA agree on stipulations for the return of the 2020 season. Apparently, they approved a plan to address salary and service time issues amid the indefinite delay. They reached an agreement. Came after nearly 2 weeks of morning-to-night negotiations involving players, owners, agents, executives. As part of the agreement, the players and MLB... agreed the season will not start until each of the following conditions are met. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, give it to me.
There are no bans on mass gatherings that would limit the ability to play in front of fans.
Okay.
However, the commissioner would still consider the use of appropriate substitute neutral sites where economically feasible. So the season will not start until there are no bans on mass gatherings.
Okay.
So they want to play in front of the fans.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's what that says, right?
Season, you're the one reading it.
Season will not start until there are no bans on mass gatherings
okay,
that
so
would limit
not,
the ability to play in front of fans.
Yeah, because I mean, that 30% of baseball's revenue comes from Cam. Can you hit the baseball music, please? Can you find us the baseball music there? We're talking baseball.
Now it does say the commissioner could still consider the use of appropriate substitute neutral sites where economically feasible. So maybe they would play in front of fans, but they're kind of riding the fence on this. I don't know. Number two requirement, there are no travel restrictions throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Could that mean that they could play at neutral sites in places that are allowing fans to go to games that don't have a ban of that?
Maybe so. So maybe you can't play Yankee Stadium.
Right, because New York's going to be a hotbed for a long, long time. But if they go play
in Yankee Stadium into a morgue.
If they go play, you know, in another place... Omaha, Nebraska, like at the College World Series place, like that. Can they go play there and have fans there? Maybe that's what that means.
Are the college fields the same?
I don't know how much. I mean, I feel like they're pretty. I mean, like the fences and some might be a little shorter, but I'd imagine it's pretty similar because they have the aluminum bats, right? So, I mean, the aluminum bats kind of make up the difference. I would say they're pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah. The number two requirement is that there are no travel restrictions throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. So, yeah, like, hey, we got to worry about our Blue Jays.
Right now, isn't the border to Canada closed?
Yeah.
So
they're not starting until that's removed.
Yeah. And then the third requirement, medical experts determined that there would be no health risks for players, staff, or fans, with the commissioners and unions still able to revisit the idea of playing in the empty stadiums. So they need medical experts to determine there would be no health risks.
Okay. They're going to find a similar situation, though, Cody, where they're just going to have to find a bubble to live in.
Yeah, good luck.
Kind of like the NBA players. They're going to have to find a way to keep their players quarantined. Players will have to agree to kind of just go to the ballpark and come back home type of thing.
You know, maybe if teams do this, I mean, won't we just get multiple basketball and baseball games throughout the day?
Yeah.
Like just different teams? That would actually be kind of cool.
For sure.
I think. It's like it's 8 a.m. Let's watch the Blue Jays and Red Sox, you know? Like, oh, now it's 10 a.m. Let's watch the – or you know, 11 a.m. Now we can watch the Yankees and Dodgers or whatever.
All right, good batch of headlines. You got your power rankings ready?
I guess.
Okay, we'll get a power rankings ready of best current TV shows that people can hop in and watch. Shout out to Ozarks. That is season 3 dropping. I guess it's already dropped. It's dropped now.
I think it's just Ozark.
Yeah, it is just Ozark. What did I say?
Ozarks.
Ozark season 3?
He said Ozarks with an
Ozark season 3, right?
I don't know.
Did I say Ozark season 3 just dropped? Is that not what I said?
I think so, but you said Ozarks.
Right, like apostrophe S. Ozark, apostrophe S, season 3. It's their season 3. It just dropped.
I thought you said season 3 of Ozarks.
I just asked you what I said, and you just said that.
Now I don't you're trying remember to change what you
to
said.
To fit, what would make me look stupid.
We'll have Cam play the tape.
I mean, we don't have to. I ask you.
You said what season I said. 3 of Ozarks. I think, because it sounded weird when it came into my head.
Okay. Maybe I did. I'm not saying I didn't. I just asked you.
You don't have to be mad.
I'm not mad at all.
Just calm down.
Not mad at all. This would just be a part of the Hippo Cody. When you nitpick me, I'm going to nitpick you. Power Rankings coming up next.
Picking up a six-pack. The power lies on there.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
I need more than power.
Rankings. All right, let's power rank the best current TV shows. Emphasize current as in, well, the way we're defining this is what? We are saying you have to not have had your, you have to have a confirmed season upcoming. Is that what we're going to say here? A confirmed season upcoming? That's the way I'm judging mine is a confirmed season upcoming. We know we're getting more episodes.
Whoa. What if you are in a season, but you don't know for sure a new season's coming, but the show's still active as of now?
Are you talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm? Because it just had its season finale Sunday, so that would be...
I thought there was one more episode.
Is there one more episode?
Was the season finale... Did they already do episode
10? I'm pretty sure that was the season finale. That was episode 10.
Really? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Damn it. But... Even if we don't know...
We don't know if they're making any more. I wouldn't be surprised if they ended it there.
Oh, yeah, the spite store. It circled back around.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was
on a hill. Yeah, I forgot.
That was the whole end.
Okay. Yeah.
You can put it on your list, I guess, if you want to. I left it off my list because I'm not sure they're going to make any more of those. They might, I guess. But, all right, let's go. Power Ranking, best current shows, shows currently on the air. I'm putting mine to say that I know there's more coming. But, all right, let's go. Cody... You got your rankings ready?
Yeah. Number 5, I'll go with Stranger Things. I don't really watch Stranger Things, but I saw a couple of episodes, and I know that a lot of people like it. And a lot of people talk about it when the new season comes out, and it's on the internet, and people are excited about it. So I guess I'll go with it.
Okay. But you haven't watched it?
I've watched a few episodes. I put it on my list just because I'm not watching a lot of current active shows, so I needed to fill the number 5 spot.
We're off to a promising start.
The number 4 for me, I'm going with The Mandalorian. Season 2, definitely upcoming. Baby Yoda, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him.
Did you watch that show? Or is this just another one?
Okay. I watched all of it.
Okay.
Just for Baby Yoda. I'm interested to see.
Kind of weird for a grown man, but... To watch something for
you know,
a baby,
we've all got our I'm interested in the Baby Yoda.
Either way, let's all right.
What do they call it? Our guilty pleasures.
Okay.
I like Baby Yoda. I think he's cool. We got shirts made after him. I think he's interesting. Yeah. I'm very interested to see what happens. Does he turn into the regular Yoda eventually? Does he become, you know, toddler Yoda? I mean, what, does he grow? Like, that's the thing. We don't know what's going to happen with him because he's actually like 50 years old, but they make him look like a baby. We don't know what's going to happen. How's the story going to progress?
I keep thinking that he is going to turn bad.
Watch season 2 and find out. So, number 4, The Mandalorian. Number 3, Ozark. Season 3 dropping today. I've seen the first season and about 4 episodes of the second season. I still need to finish the second season. I like what I've seen. I just haven't gone back and finished season 2 yet. So might do that this weekend since the new season's dropping. So I'll put Ozark at 3 for now. Number 2, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I hope season 11 comes around. I don't know, though. Larry David,
I saw where Jimmy Smooth said he doesn't think, he isn't sure if it's going to happen.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He isn't sure, or he doesn't think it's going to?
He said he isn't sure.
So he doesn't know for sure.
Right.
Could happen, but maybe
could
not.
Could happen. They're all getting a little bit old.
Yeah, Larry's starting to show his age.
Jeff
looks Richard
old.
Lewis looks old as hell.
J.B. Smoove looks old. I was surprised they never addressed Funkhauser dying. I thought they'd have a fun.
Well, they kind of addressed it, but they didn't.
No, they never addressed it. They just.
They said he's off in China.
Well, I mean, that was a part of the storyline from season 9, was he was going to China for work.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what could they do, though?
Have a funeral for him, say he died.
But the actual actor died, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have the actor die on camera. You just say he died, and then you have a funeral for him, and you have his picture.
Well, no,
there.
I understand that, but Curb's a funny show. Like, are
I
they going to
have a funny way to do it?
You
I mean,
think
they've had funny deaths before.
Would that not be in poor taste with the family of the actor?
I think a lot of people would probably say that that's what he would want. He was one of the best comedians. I think he'd
yeah,
see
Marty
the humor
was
in
funny.
It.
Funny, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I was surprised they didn't. They just kind of snuck Vince Vaughn in there as the new Funkhauser. The Funk Man.
Yeah.
That was your number 2?
I'm going Curb number 2. I don't know if it's coming back or not, but as of now, I'm considering it active.
Okay.
Number 1, Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders, great show out on TV. You're so rude. You haven't even seen it. You don't know anything about it, and you do your snarky. You don't even know anything about the show. You haven't watched one episode. Just because I like it, you got to do that. I don't understand.
Cam, you got any you want to?
It's a really good show.
Shout out here.
It's a really good show.
Any TV show you watching?
No, I've been bad with keeping up on TV shows, so
okay.
I don't got any.
Nothing.
Yeah, I literally am not watching anything right now.
Nothing.
Yeah, I've just been watching movies or playing video games.
Interesting.
Nothing. No, you're not watching any shows?
No.
Really?
I have a few I'm behind on, but I think they're all like shows that I just need to catch up on and don't have new seasons, so I have, you know, time to catch up on them. But
yeah.
I'm really bad with TV shows.
I used to be, but then I started watching a lot more since I've been on the show.
Nice.
Because you always talk about TV shows, and I thought, well, I should probably watch some TV shows if we're going to talk about TV shows.
Yeah, number 5 was tough for me to get to. I had 4 I felt good about. Number 5, I went with just, I mean, I think it's still putting on a good season. There's a lot of content if you need something to watch. I still think the 5th best show on TV is Survivor, but let's move on before Cody yells about that. Number 5, Survivor. Number 4, I went with Ozark. I gave it my number 4 spot. I like it. It's good. It dropped today, season 3. I'll do some binge watching of it. I'm not sure I like it as much as other people do, but I do like it. I think it's good. And, you know, it's got a, you know, Jason Bateman's a pretty popular lead. It's a pretty big actor leading. I think they do some things better than Breaking Bad. It reminds everybody a lot of Breaking Bad. I mean, just a normal seeming family being stuck in like a crime ring. But I will say that Jason Bateman, who I think is like the lead of the show, like in terms of directing and writing as well, they've done a couple things better with the family and like his young protege that I like much better than Breaking Bad did. So that's my number 4. Number 3, Atlanta. Atlanta on FX. I would watch Atlanta. It's one of my favorite shows. If you need something to go binge watch, go watch it. That's Donald Glover, his show about life in Atlanta. He is the manager of his cousin who is trying to become a famous rapper. It's a really good show. It's sparked, I mean, 2 monster acting careers from that show. In terms of his 2 co-actors there. It's good. It's gritty. It's funny.
Is that shot in Georgia?
I believe so.
No, the other Atlanta.
Well, they're shooting a lot of things down in Georgia now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood of the South.
Yeah. That's what they say.
I would imagine that it is shot in Georgia.
You'd think if any show was shot in Georgia, it'd be that one.
One would think. It's my number 3.
Any Waffle House scenes?
There's a nightclub scene. I don't know if there's any Waffle House. I don't think there's any Waffle House scenes. I don't think so.
Why does so much good food come out of Atlanta? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's just what we do.
Waffle House, Chick-fil-A,
Zaxby's,
Coke.
Is Zaxby's based too? Out of Atlanta?
Well, not Atlanta, actually, but Georgia. Yeah. I think they're down towards Statesboro.
Isn't that where Mrs. Winters came from, too?
Atlanta's a pretty big city.
Yeah, I mean, it's a major city.
And it's probably like the headquarters of the South, right? I mean, so like,
yeah.
I'd say it's been that way for a long time, I would imagine, yeah, right? I mean, like all the best minds probably,
all the trains used to go through, right. Atlanta. Where all the trains.
So I'd say people set up shop there, and yeah, you bring in smart people in the South, cook Southern cooking, and then next thing you know, bada boom, bada bing, food is spreading out, right?
You got to be smart to be able to cook.
Well, I just mean the smart people and the cooks. I mean, when I say smart, I meant in cooking
smart
terms.
Smart people marry good cooks.
Well, I meant in cooking terms, like the good cooks, good musicians, things like that. I mean, just
Coke.
Smart people. Coke. Right.
I'm a big Diet Coke guy.
CNN.
I know you drink regular Coke.
Yeah. I've been drinking way too much of that lately. I got to cut back.
It's so good, though.
It is so good. Number two for me. Number two for me, I went with Better Call Saul on AMC. If you like the Breaking Bad universe at all, you'll like Better Call Saul. It's slow, it's gritty, but it's dialogue-based, heavy character development stuff. That's what I like in my TV shows, and this one is better than Breaking Bad in that regard because you can focus less on the crime and building a meth empire, and just focus on what leads to these characters getting stuck in that position that you found them in Breaking Bad. Number one for me, though, I went with my favorite show currently on air. Is Succession. That's my favorite show on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
That one's my favorite. I think that one's the best. I believe only two seasons of it, maybe three. How many seasons have they had of that? They've had two seasons so far. I really enjoy that. It's my favorite show currently on air. So that's my power rankings. What channel does Peaky Blinders come on?
Netflix.
It's not a Netflix original, though, right?
No, I mean, it started on... what was it? It started on a channel, and then Netflix kind of overtook it.
Did it get canceled off of its...
I don't think so. I think it was successful. I don't want to Google it, though, because I'm at the point in the show. You know how it is. You got to be careful, like, Googling. You could see something that happens.
It says BBC, so maybe it just BBC didn't want it anymore.
I guess Netflix took it over from BBC.
Usually, programs don't give up the big winner. So I was just curious about that. I didn't know.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But
no, I mean, it says networks BBC, BBC One, BBC Two, and Netflix. So it does seem as if Netflix has taken over it.
I really like it. You probably wouldn't like it though. It's got kind of a Sons of Anarchy feel to it. In a way. I don't know if you'd like it. And when you say BBC, you're referring to the British Broadcasting
Corporation. I'm taking Survivor off. I'm putting Fargo on. At number
Fargo?
Five. Yeah, Fargo. I forgot about Fargo. They got a season 4 coming out with Chris Rock.
Has anybody been thrown in a wood chipper yet?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Not in the same way as the movie, but yeah. Someone got the wood chipper treatment, I'm pretty sure.
Is it based on the movie?
No, but it's just built around the same concept. There's like a couple Easter eggs that like pay homage to the movie, I believe.
Like the wood chipper.
The wood chipper, bag of money, buried on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
You know, like kind of the movie they buried money on the side of the road. They pay homage to that.
You've said homage a lot today.
Well, I mean, I feel like I used it properly just then when we're talking about.
But you said it earlier talking about Tom Brady too. You said something about homage.
I don't know. I probably could have found something else to say it about Tom, like another word to use in that situation. But
it's not a criticism.
They were using it to pay homage to the movie. So
there it is again.
Well, I mean, I'm just reiterating.
You said it at least five times today.
Okay. Yeah. There you go with the nitpicks again.
No, it's not a nitpick. I got no problem.
All right,
with
good
it.
Batch of power rankings. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hi.
Good batch of power rankings. What do we got left for the show? We got about 10 minutes to kill. Did you get some trivia questions? Let's do some Friday trivia.
Yeah, I got some if you want them.
I love trivia.
Okay.
Is it the same stuff as last time?
No, I got a from a different source, so.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm excited.
I mean, I guess we'll do this
competition-wise.
I got a list,
so I was going to say, I just wrote random ones down. I have about 30 written down, so I could say, y'all could just pick a number, and I give you whatever questions on the number.
Ooh. Okay, and then we're just going a point system, and like, okay, so we're not doing like a buzzer system. I guess
nah,
is what
yeah,
I'm getting
could,
at.
Unless that's what y'all want to do. We could do that.
That seems like a lot of pressure.
Or we could just alternate it. Either way.
Let's just alternate.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, who wants to be first?
I'll go first.
All sure. Right, pick a number, 1 through 30.
How many are sports questions?
30? You have 30 questions?
Yeah, I wrote 30 down.
Some of them.
Oh, my God.
So they're not tailored to me
or
him?
They're general.
They're general?
They're all over. They're sports, science, geo, history, everything.
I'm feeling number 11.
Number 11.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Joey Kent.
Let's go number 11.
The Pyrenees Mountain Range separates what two countries?
I'm glad I didn't pick that one.
The Pyrenees Mountain Range, so.
Two European countries.
Yeah. So you got the dog, the Great Pyrenees. The Alps are different. I feel like Italy might be one of them.
Here he's doing his thing where he's trying to get a read of you, Cam. Don't look at him.
Jeez. But you got the Alps, but that's Switzerland. The Pyrenees, the Great Pyrenees. Where did the dog come from? Great Pyrenees. You know those dogs, those big white dogs?
Yeah.
They protect goats. It's got to be Eastern Europe. I'm confident that it's Eastern Europe.
Can you make a pick, please?
Okay, let's go Poland and Germany. That's not the answer.
That isn't correct.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Spain and France.
Oh, so I was way off. Yeah, so that's
Spain and
that's
France.
Western Europe. I said
I'm
it's
not sure if that's exactly where the dogs come from.
It just says
that's
the origin is the origin is France and Spain, so I guess that okay.
I was way off. I said it's definitely Eastern Europe. It was all the way west.
Give me number 9.
Number
Shout
9.
Out to Steve McNair.
All right. In judo, what color belt follows orange?
Yellow.
Incorrect. It's green.
Yeah, the green belt.
I swear.
Should've known.
I know everyone always says this, but when I think of orange, I think of green, just like the color combination.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Or I was just thinking. No, I was thinking about when sometimes when I wear
Florida
and orange. I don't know. It's just something. Anyways.
All right, Cody. What
green was
the
first
want?
Thing that popped in, but I don't know everyone always says
26.
That.
Give me 26.
26. All right. What is the name of Oprah Winfrey's production company?
Harpo.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Nice.
One for Cody.
Give me number 8 for my birthday.
Number 8. Who directed the Lords of the Rings trilogies?
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to know that one. I know Tolkien wrote the books. This is sad. I don't know. Spielberg is what I guess, but I know that's not true. That's not
Peter right. Jackson.
God.
Peter Jackson.
I knew I should have been a nerd.
Yeah.
All right, Cody, you got another number?
Give me number 1.
Number 1. What is the national animal of Canada?
The maple leaf is not an animal.
That's correct.
Raptor?
That's a dinosaur. The national animal of Canada? Is it a... I want to say a badger, but I don't think it's a badger.
Quit trying to say
Could
stuff to get
a
read on
badger.
Cam. I'm so sick of this. I'm
going to
go with cheating.
A badger.
Bear?
Incorrect.
Moose.
Nope.
Ah, damn.
It's the beaver.
Oh, you're
close. I was close.
That was pretty good.
It was close.
I'm impressed.
Beaver, badger.
Yeah, I thought you were getting there.
Started with a B. So I got 1.5 points.
I don't think that's exactly correct, but let's go with... Give me 22 for King Henry. Come on.
22. All right.
Come on, King Henry.
What two medals
in the game.
Make up pewter?
Make up pewter?
Mm-hmm.
10? Is 10 one of them? I mean, if I'm wrong.
That. Yeah.
10 in copper.
Incorrect. It's 10 in lead.
Oh.
You're halfway there. You're halfway there.
Oh.
All right, Cody.
Number 8.
Is that a half point or...
He already did number 8.
Ah, thought I could pull that one up.
My turn.
No,
he missed his turn. No, you missed your turn.
That's not how
you
missed
your
how
turn.
This works.
That's
29.
Nope, that's how we 29. Did the states and capitals or the states thing the other
that
day.
That is not how this works. I didn't get a question.
You repeated mine.
I was joking around.
I'm
going
to pass it to John for now.
What the
pay
hell?
Pay attention.
What the hell is
you
this?
You have a point lead anyways.
Pay attention.
Messing around.
Pay attention.
I knew you did number
eight. This is serious
business. Oh, yeah. My God.
Pay attention.
All right, John.
It's going to win, please. 30.
I'm 30. Screwed here.
What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
You ever just realize how stupid you are? As thousands of people listen to you being stupid. Seeds on the outside.
Is it a common fruit?
It's a fruit. Huh. I'll tell you it's common. It's a common fruit.
Can I steal if he doesn't get it?
No. There are no steals.
I'm getting screwed.
Well, there's just been no steals.
I don't know the answer. I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
Can I guess?
Have a guess?
Mm. Can I guess?
Yeah, yeah. You can guess. Okay. Sure.
Pineapple?
Nope.
Oh. Pomegranate?
Seeds on the outside of a pineapple?
Pomegranate? No.
It's a strawberry.
Oh, it is a strawberry.
Don't pineapples have like a hard shell?
I was wondering what that. I thought maybe there were seeds in that thing on the outside.
Okay, I was going to say, that would be the last thing I guess.
All right, Cody, do you still want 29?
Not when you put it like that.
Well,
give me,
that was the one you last said.
Give me 27.
Brutal.
27. All right. What does NASA stupid. Stand for?
National Aeronautic Space Association.
Oh, so close.
You were close.
Administration.
Close. Administration.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I should get a point for
you
that.
You don't get a point for that.
You
don't get a point for that.
So I was impressed you got aeronautics.
But you also forgot and. Thank you. You forgot the and.
National Aeronautic Space
and
Administration.
And mm-hmm. Space Administration. And.
Association is.
You blew it.
Known.
You blew it.
All right, John. You're still down a point.
I know.
Whatever you want to go for.
Give me 3 for Dale.
3. What is the national sport of Pakistan?
Cricket.
Incorrect. It's field hockey.
Son of a...
All right, Cody.
17.
17.
This is so sad. I'm so stupid.
I'm blowing you out.
You're winning
what?
1-1.
I basically got
it's
Beaver
1-0.5.
NASA.
It's 1-0.5.
What hormone allows cells in your body to absorb sugar in your blood?
Ooh. Glucose.
Incorrect.
Enzymes?
Something.
Incorrect.
Mitochondria?
Insulin.
Ah, I should have known for the diabetes.
Yeah.
Shout out diabetes.
Let's go with 15. Shout out to Juwan Jennings.
15. Hg is the chemical symbol for what element?
Hydrogen.
Incorrect. Mercury.
Yeah. Never would have got that one.
I got it.
21.
21. How many bones does an adult human have?
Ooh.
God. The exact number?
I think I
yeah,
think
we
I
went
know.
Over this once.
I think I know it.
A week or two.
174.
It's 207.
206.
He missed it.
I mean, I wouldn't have got a point anyways. 20.
20.
This is bad.
How many U.S. states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Five.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. Right, did I win? 1.5-1?
That was so easy.
Wow.
It's 1-1.
Is that an easy
I got
question?
Half. I got 10.
I would have gotten that question.
I got 10. I got. There's a two-part question.
Right,
I got half of it.
Number two.
Number two. What makes you eligible to appear on a U.S. postal stamp?
Ooh. Ooh.
You have to be dead.
That is correct.
Is that the only answer? Damn, yeah. That's what I was going to guess.
That was
nice.
It.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to guess, too.
Nice. 2-1.
13. Unlucky 13. Number 13, please.
You'll know this one.
Yes.
What city was Breaking Bad set in?
Oh, my God.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. You've gotten two layups.
Deal or no deal, bro.
Look at the draw, man.
It's deal or no deal. You got to pick the right briefcases.
All right.
The varying difficulties is just, yeah.
What single digits are left? Since,
Whoa.
Well, I got to remember all the numbers we've said.
Whoa.
How the hell is that a
that's
stipulation?
That's part of trivia.
Oh,
that's part of trivia.
Number 4.
All right. What sport conducted the world's first global championship?
Ooh.
The world's first global championship was what sport? Soccer?
Billiards.
That's not a sport.
That's just... All right, so we're tied. You went first, though, right?
We're technically tied 2-2.
But you went first, so I guess, do I get last question? And if I get it wrong, we'll do a tiebreaker? Is that fair, or what do you want to do?
I mean, I didn't know we were positioning for that at this point in the game.
Well, I mean, just simply asking what you want to do. Do you want to go another round and a half?
Yeah, like, round and a half.
We're kind of running out of time here. It's 2:48.
Yeah. We're good. We'll do it quick.
Yeah, the number.
Last question, then tiebreaker. Let's go with.
I wasn't prepared for this.
26.
26.
I already answered that.
It was already used.
Ah, it's too bad.
All right, Cody. Oh,
damn it.
You
all
could,
right.
You could probably win it here.
22.
Tiebreaker time now,
22.
Right?
22.
Would it not be tiebreaker time now?
Probably you're doing 1.5.
22. How about next right answer
just
wins?
Said one. I thought we just had one more round.
Next right answer wins. 22.
All right.
That's what I just said.
What is the world's longest river?
The longest one?
Yep.
It's the Amazon or the Nile. One of them is wider. The longest one is the Nile River.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
The Amazon.
Damn it.
What a choke job. 12.
12.
I really don't remember which questions have been asked, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
What song was Elton John's first U.S. Billboard Hot 100 number one song?
Do you know?
I know what I would guess. I don't know if it's the right answer.
I don't have any idea about what these timelines are. I'll just go Candle in the Wind.
That is incorrect.
Was it Rocket Man?
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
It was Crocodile Rock.
Ah,
I had no clue. Yeah. What came first, Candle in the Wind or Rocket Man?
I don't know.
It was a trick question. Maybe I could just say Candle in the Wind and get two options. Maybe like the Princess Tie version. But all right, do you got anything that would be like a tiebreaker thing?
Yeah, we'll do closest. Whoever gets the closest to this number will say wins it.
Okay.
The human body has how many
which
pints
was the,
of blood?
Which was the bones question. Damn it.
How many pints of blood?
Yeah.
And whoever gets closest wins?
Yeah.
What if, is it like Price is Right rules?
Write it down.
Yeah, we'll do Price is Right rule.
Write it down.
I don't have any paper.
Write on your phone.
Just type it on your phone and hold it up.
So we just send Cam the number we're thinking?
Or you could just hold
it up. I was just
going
to hold it up, yeah. That way we didn't have to say it at the same time.
Okay. How many pints of blood are in the body?
Mm-hmm.
A pint is the size of, like a pint. You would sneak a pint into a game. How many of those could you fit in your body?
Yeah.
Plus you got to figure in bone, muscle. Boy, what are you going to guess?
Take a guess.
Now I've readjusted my guess. Ah, damn it. This is bad news.
I feel like you're
going
to shoot high. You're
going
to shoot high. Is it Price is Right rules?
Whoever gets closest is the rule.
Whoever gets closest.
Why are you always trying to change? Why are you always trying to hurt the rules? Why are you always trying to do this?
Yeah, we're not going to make a strategy to this. We'll just do who's closest.
Yeah, why are you always doing this?
I feel like I don't want to be way off. I feel like we're going
to
look dumb.
I'm
going
to give you 10 seconds to submit your final answer.
I have my answer in.
I'm going to raise it 4. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, hold up your phones.
I'll tell you what I says.
What did you do?
Well, what's the answer? I don't want to tell. I'll concede.
Well, I wanted to hear what y'all both.
No,
said.
Just say the answer, and I'll concede if mine's way off. I don't want to admit.
The answer is 9.
I went 21.
Nah, I'm way off.
What'd you put?
Nah, I'm way off. Let's go. Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's 20.
Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. Support the people who support us. It's a perfect little drink to enjoy over the weekend. Let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling. Cody, you go first.
Okay. Blonde girl from Nashville says this about social distancing.
Okay.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Blonde girl? She just like a blonde girl? She famous? Is there... just a random woman on the street. Anyway.
Social distancing is cool. I just don't think I'm going to get the virus. She said that on her way out to the bars with 20 people.
When? Because aren't the bars closed?
Yeah, apparently Ireland Tate is young, full of life, and unbothered by the coronavirus pandemic. She's a picture of perfect health. So she said her friends ignored city leaders' calls for social distancing. In fact, after the city leader first suggested social distancing and socializing with no more than 10 people, her friends decided to get together at a friend's house, all 20 of them. They also went out publicly after, ignoring the suggestion.
So they had a bar at their house and then went out and went and did something?
Yeah, she said, I'm aware we're supposed to be self-quarantining and social distancing and all these things to keep everyone safe. Cool, I get it. I just don't think I'm going to get the virus. She died 2 weeks ago.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. But wouldn't that be a great end of the
story? No, I don't want people to die. I don't want anybody to die. We get an update from the Olympic Committee based around the Olympics. People were wondering, like, what's going to happen with the athletes. The SEBCO, I guess, who is the Olympics. President of the World Athletics says, if you've qualified, you're qualified. So the 6,200 people who have already punched your ticket, you get to keep your spot a year later, which leads to the chance that we're going to have some really bad Olympians this, 2 years from now. Some people that qualified and, like, you know, maybe just let themselves go over quarantine. That dream was just to compete in the Olympics. They might show up just completely out of shape or just past their physical prime. But, yeah, if you qualified for the Olympics already, you get to go in 2021. I don't guess that's really surprising, but that is the update. All right, good show by you guys. I guess it's Friday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Shout out to my little brother.
Hey, he
turned 12 today.
Shout out to Lil Black. What's his name?
Carson.
Shout out to Lil Carson.
Happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday, number 12. 12 was a fun birthday, if I remember correctly.
Not in quarantine, though.
Not in quarantine. That is true. Oh, yeah.
I feel you, Carson.
I guess you're going to be
coming up next week.
Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.